This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Juku. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in the 115th episode of his Mann Ki Baat program today, emphasized the importance of cultural preservation, cyber security, and health. He commemorated the upcoming 150th birth anniversaries of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel and Birsa Munda, lauding their roles in India's fight for unity, and urged citizens to celebrate these milestones. Modi also highlighted India's achievements in animation and gaming, noting the global success of Indian content and talent contributing to international projects like Spider-Man and Transformers. He further urged young creators to harness the growing potential in these industries. Addressing the rise of digital frauds, Mr. Modi shared a three-step approach, Stop, Think, Act, to help citizens safeguard against cyber scams while encouraging schools and communities to promote digital awareness. Meanwhile, lauding the efforts to revive traditional Indian arts, cultural preservation efforts across India and abroad, he shared stories of performances of the Ramayana in Laos and the popularity of Indian classical dance in Latin America, underlining India's global cultural influence. Further, Mr. Modi also encouraged nationwide participation in the Run for Unity on 29 October ahead of Diwali as part of promoting fitness under the Fit India movement, and extended festive greetings urging the citizens to support local businesses through the Vocal for Local campaign. President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tributes to former President K.R. Narayanan on his birth anniversary at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. Mr. Narayanan was the 10th President of India, serving from 25th July 1997 to 25th July 2002. He also served as the 9th Vice President of India from 27th October 1992 to 24th July 1997. Mr. Narayanan was a former diplomat and served as an ambassador to a number of countries, most notably to the United States and China. President Draupadi Murmu praised ISRO for its achievements in advancing India's space program during the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2024 in New Delhi. In her video message, she paid tribute to Sardar Patel, calling him the architect of modern India for uniting the country after independence. She also mentioned that the Statue of Unity honors Patel's legacy. Meanwhile, speaking on the occasion, ISRO Chairman Dr. S. Somnath discussed India's plans to boost its share in the global space economy from 2% to 10% in the next decade, and highlighted new government reforms, including the Indian Space Policy 2023. The lecture is an annual tradition by Akashvani to honor Sardar Patel's vision for national unity, with recordings to be broadcast across Akashvani's network on National Unity Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today held the indomitable spirit and courage of all ranks and veterans of the Indian Army on the occasion of Infantry Day. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, said that infantry personnel always stand resolute in the face of any adversity, ensuring the safety and security of the nation. He added that the infantry embodies the essence of strength, valor, and duty, inspiring every Indian. Meanwhile, the defense minister, also extending his wishes, said that the infantry plays a pivotal role in protecting the country. He emphasized that their courage, valor, and sacrifice continue to inspire everyone. Infantry Day is being observed nationwide today, marking the contributions of the Indian Army's infantry. The day commemorates October 27, 1947, when Indian infantry troops first landed at Srinagar Airport, pushing back invaders supported by Pakistan. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.